Hey everyone, you're listening to The Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network, and I'm your host, Johnny Mota, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, where it's actually, I think, a little cooler than it is in California when I left, but that's neither here nor there. Infocom 2019, I'm in the Peerless AV booth coming to you live, where we are proud to be here, and we're even prouder to partnership with Peerless AV for all our podcasts during the duration of Infocom 2019. Today, I am joined with the dude at Just Add Power, Taff Van Strickland. Taff, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good. We're in the happiest place on earth.
Disneyland?
No, we're in Orlando.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we are. Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's not the happiest place on earth, but again, that's the show's not about that, but that'll be a different show.
The happiest place on earth is standing in line for an hour for a three-minute ride and paying $7 for a bottle of water, right?
That's what I was told by friends that were there yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty much Orlando.
Yeah, there you go. Well, for people that are really just like unfamiliar with Just Add Power in the AV industry, or maybe they just caught this podcast and there's no clue about AV at all, tell us a little bit about Just Add Power.
So we are a 26-year-old American company. We started out years and years ago building some video switching products and video distribution products, primarily for the commercial and house of worship market. From there, 11 years ago, we created our first HDMI over IP product. So 11 years ago, when people said, how is this legal and how can you make it work and you guys are crazy and where did you come from? All those kinds of questions. And it's been a fun decade ride.
Yeah.
The business has continued to grow. We've continued to innovate kind of be at, the forefront of the whole thing. Now, I feel like everybody is, stamping their name on a box and copying us. But we're still, way ahead of the curve with, over a decade of building products, it being innovative, us owning it, building it ourselves. And adding features. So we, in a nutshell, we do video over IP,
okay.
4K over IP. We have HDMI and VGA transmitters. We've also added SDI and TVI for commercial cameras as well. So that's pretty much us in a nutshell, based outside of Tampa, Florida. So if people want to come to training, it's a great time to show up in February, March. We put you up at a hotel on the beach and, get you trained up and give you a couple of days to enjoy the beach as well over the weekend.
That doesn't sound terrible at all.
Not terrible at all.
So I imagine you have a booth here at Infocom in Florida.
Yes, we are in booth 633.
633. And I imagine there's at least one big announcement that you guys are showing off here.
So we have launched a 4K transmitter with integrated Dante and AES-67 both in it. We're utilizing the Broadway chipset, which gives us 8 channels in and 8 channels out. And we have a shelf full of gold stars and trophies because this year it was a multi-award winner in both the audio category and the IP video category. So we're very proud of that. And it has been shipping for 3 months.
Now, with that, how does that affect the AV industry?
Well, with the adoption of AES-67 and Dante, now... whether it's a Dante-enabled speaker, a Dante-enabled mixing console. If it's a mixing console, they can grab the audio from a DirecTV box or set-top box and have it on the network go directly to the mixing console. So the front-of-house guy can throw the sports ball event up on the projector or the screens or whatever it may be. It makes audio integration a whole bunch easier.
Nice.
And we're excited about it.
That's cool, man. Now, there are obviously a lot of people that can't make it to the show, or maybe they just didn't make it to your booth, or they didn't come to the show at all, and they're just listening to this in their car right now on the way to work. Where can they all go to learn more about Just Add Power?
So you can go to justaddpower.com. We've got a bunch of great stuff on our website. We also are on Facebook, Twitter, and since we're cool, we're also on Instagram.
Nice.
Yes. All the cool kids are there.
That's what I keep telling. I don't know, but I don't know a whole lot of kids. I'm getting older every day.
I don't know.
That's what I keep hearing. Instagram, go there. Now, I mentioned we're live at Infocom 2019, and there's a lot of AV companies here, right? You've kind of already told me some of the answer to this question, but how does Just Add Power separate themselves from everyone else?
Well, one is that we don't allow our customers to be beta testers in the field. So we've been doing this for over a decade. We build our own product. We add more features. And the other interesting thing is let's say, and I don't think there's anybody else here that can say this, but let's say you bought our product 10 years ago, our 2G 1080p product, and you decide that, you know, today you want to add some more product. Our product today is forward and backward compatible.
Nice.
So we have customers, we had a customer walk into the booth, they have about 400 1080p pieces that are about 5 to 8 years old. They've added a bunch of 4K stuff, and he's the CTO for a Major League Baseball team, shook my hand and said, we're putting 90 more pieces in this season. So there's not a lot of people that can say, we've been building stuff for a decade and what you bought 10 years ago is still viable and usable and not just a paperweight.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we can make it mesh and work perfectly with the 4K product and 1080p product because we can upscale and downscale. So when a commercial venue, a house of worship says, well, we still have 20 1080p screens, that's fine. We can scale 4K legally from HDCP 2.2 HDMI 2.0 to 1080p HDMI 1.4. And so then houses of worship, casinos, bars, they get to use the display for the actual life of the display before they have to pull it out, toss it, and buy a new one. And when they buy a new one, there's a checkbox in the software that says this display is now 4K.
Wow.
Or this display is 1080. Yeah. So, you know, a little bit about our legacy is that we've built on it and we want people, especially houses of worship, they want to be good stewards with their money. And so our mantra is, you know, decades of reliability.
Yeah.
And we build a product to last for decades, not to last until the next electronics show.
Yeah. They're not seasonal electronics.
Yeah, exactly. So it's stuff that you can continue to use and continue to get value out of. And honestly, this day and age, like one of the only companies that I've seen over and over and over that adds to their product and adds features would be somebody like Tesla or somebody like Sonos in the residential space.
Yeah.
Where they continue to add features. Other than that, I don't know anybody else that's actually doing what we're doing.
I think the last person to tell me that they were making product in America as well as being shelf life of like forever and you're talking about decades being forward and backward compatible was you the last time I interviewed you. Yeah,
probably.
It's pretty rare to hear anyone say any one of those things, let alone all of them.
It is pretty rare. And we just moved into a new headquarters in Seminole, Florida. We were in Largo, so we moved about 4 miles away. And we're now in about a 50,000 square foot facility.
Cool.
With some large classrooms. So some of our partner manufacturers we've invited to start scheduling trainings in our 50 and 150 seat classrooms there. So lots of activity going to be going on in the next, you know, 6-12 months at our new facility. And we're excited. We're excited to be at Infocom. And we're excited to be hanging out with the Johnny Moda.
Heyo, that's me in case you didn't know who I was. I'm still that guy. Well, that pretty much brings me to the end of my questioning, unless there's anything else we should mention about Just Add Power.
I think we covered everything that we're allowed to cover today.
That sounds good. I guess then we'll have to just stay tuned to justaddpower.com. Follow the social sites and amend any announcements. We'll probably end up there.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So everyone, that pretty much does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. Taff, thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it. Love to have you back in the future. You and I will collaborate on a different podcast I run called AV Insider in the future. But everyone else out there, if you'd like just to listen to all of our live podcasts, you want to read or watch all of our Infocom coverage because you got a lot of free time, I encourage you to head over to the microsite, ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here right now in Florida, you're here on the show floor, come by the Peerless AV booth 3429, say hi, bring me snacks, water, or coffee. I'll accept all or any. Everybody, this has been the Trade Show Minute. I'm your host, Johnny Moda, or the Johnny Moda. And you just heard the dude from Just Add Power. We'll catch you on the next episode.